Welcome to the Day One Podcast Extra. Peter Wallace here with the Reverend Sarah Jackson Shelton, pastor of Baptist Church of the Covenant in Birmingham, Alabama, a member of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. Sarah is a graduate of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and served several churches in Alabama before coming to Covenant Baptist. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
You were featured in a Time magazine article a few years ago as one of the rare examples of women preachers in the pulpits of tall steeple churches, along with Joanna Adams and Susan Andrews, who have both preached on the program here. What sort of response did you get from that article?
Well, the response was amazing. Of course, local people picked up on it immediately. But what was surprising was to receive email and letters from people all over the world who responded in very positive terms to encourage me to keep doing what I feel God has called me to do.
Your father was a prominent Baptist preacher, as I understand it. How did you get into the ministry in the first place?
Well, I grew up in a preacher's home, found my place in church, always loved it, and learned about the gracious ways of people who are in a congregation. After my senior year in high school, I went on a youth mission trip and determined on that trip that I felt like God was calling me into full-time Christian ministry. I talked with my dad, and his response was that he was excited about my dreams. I was a little confused by that, and he later explained that he didn't want to force me into a career choice or a calling that had opportunity to change because I'd not started at the University of Alabama yet. But after completing the university, I went to Southern Seminary, and I thought that I would be a kindergarten teacher in a local church. That's the only role I had seen a woman on staff do for a church. So I went and got my master's of religious education, but during my first semester felt some things shift and begin to change. So I went to talk to Dr. Finley Edge, and we sat in his office knee to knee and almost nose to nose. And Dr. Edge asked me what I was troubled over, and I told him that I felt like my call was changing. He inquired as to what that was, and I said, I think God is calling me to preach. He asked me why I was afraid. I said, I'd never seen it done before. And he then grabbed both of my hands and got right in my face and said, wouldn't you rather be a part of something new and exciting than a part of something that has always been? And everything inside of me resounded with yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
The church you pastor now has a history of breaking down barriers as well.
They do.
What advice would you give to churches and their leaders for addressing the various walls in our culture today that separate people by gender, by race, economic status, orientation, even religion? How can we be more intentional about addressing those barriers and being agents of reconciliation?
Well, gird up your loins and put on the armor of Christ first. And then I think what you do about being intentional is you make your relationships genuine. You encourage people and you invite them to come, and there will be consequences for that. You'll be moved into places you never thought you would go and talking with people that you never thought you would be friends with. But always there is something of God in these relationships that help us to change and become more open. And you just keep moving in those directions, following what you know to be true about grace.
How do you see your role as pastor, as preacher, too, in leading your congregation? What are you hoping to accomplish in those roles?
I think some of what we've already talked about in terms of intentionality with relationships. My congregation is so diverse that to continually point out, oh, here are the many multitude, thousands of things that we hold in common. Why would you let one difference drive a wedge? Let's stay focused on the things that we agree on. Let's keep moving forward in the kingdom of God.
You are known as a gifted preacher, and we can witness to that. And you've done a lot of study and writing about preaching. What are the issues in preaching that you most wrestle with?
I think my issue in preaching has to do with integrity, personal integrity. I love to tell stories. I tell many stories from my own experiences. Mm-hmm. And I want to always be careful that those stories are told for the benefit of others, not for my own personal catharsis. Mm. So I struggle with that and wrestle with it and try to stay true to some integrity at that point.
Mm-hmm. How do you typically prepare a sermon? How does that process intersect with your pastoral ministry or with your spiritual practices? Is there a typical way?
I usually do my research during the week, and then on Friday I cloister myself to write my sermon. Sometimes it intersects with conversations that have occurred during the week. That is rare. I tend to hold those conversations to make sure that I treat them with the respect that they need.
Sure.
So that they're not quite so fresh. I normally, when I'm actually writing, begin with the introduction and the conclusion, and then I come in and do the biblical content and move it towards the introduction and conclusion for the applications.
Mm-hmm. I understand you're going on sabbatical this summer. Tell us about your plans for that.
My church has graciously given me a 3-month sabbatical, and my family and I will be gone June, July, and August. Mm. And I will be pursuing this whole idea of preaching as personal story. So I will meet with some great storytellers one-on-one, and I'll attend a class at a folk school. We'll be in New York City for an entire month in order to take in the sights as well as the stories of Broadway and the stories told in Central Park and the stories told in the inner city churches to see what their ministries are like and to hear the gospel proclaimed from those pulpits. So we're very much looking forward to the sabbatical.
I'll bet. Well, have fun with that, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.